Good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora, and good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, our regular Thursday morning community conversations program between 9 and 10, where we talk with interesting people, leaders, community groups, not-for-profit organizations, people who are doing interesting things, even in the time of lockdown. And I know we're all counting the days till things change and we're allowed to move around a little more freely. For those of you who are counting a little bit further away, well, it is 11 weeks till Christmas tomorrow. Ouch. That is a bit scary. Where has 2020 gone? It is going fast, isn't it? Wow. It's the 8th of October. I'm sitting here in the studio. My very special guest is on Zoom, as we've been Zooming lots lately. I think most of us here have been either on Zoom or WebEx or Microsoft Teams or one of the other software programs that we're all using lots more these days. And on the other end of the Zoom line, I have the amazing Seth Hines. Good morning, Seth. Wonderful to have your company. And for those of you who don't know Seth, Seth is, well, he's a committee member of the Yarra Rangers Film Society. He is a writer, and he was just telling me off air that he's working on his next book. We'll hear more about that in a moment. He's a film reviewer. He routinely, or shall I say regularly, writes in the Mail newspaper, the Screen Scene, the best and worst film lists, I think. Is that what it's called, Seth?
It's generally labeled like Screen Scene with Seth. Like with my titles, like that wasn't my title, but I've been doing my film review column for over 6 years now. And funny you should mention
lists as I thought something went wrong.
With yeah, we just had a slight technical glitch there, but keep going, Seth. Sorry about that.
Yeah. But I am developing my best and worst lists for this year. It's interesting how the
Seth, we're just going to cut you off because we are having trouble hearing you. We're going to go to a song and we'll be right back, listeners. Sorry about that.
Hang on.
There we go.
I'm not sure what happened.
are the challenges of online technology? Let's give it another go, Seth. Mm-hmm. People could hear me, Seth, but we couldn't hear you. So let's please say hello to our listeners, and we'll introduce you again.
I'm a film critic. I've actually been running or writing a film review column for the Mountain View's Star Mail newspaper for over 6 years now.
Is that 6 years already? That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And lots of little gems in there, Seth, I must say. And we're going to talk about one of those later in the program, because you've done a review just this week of Enola Holmes, which sounds fascinating. Mm-hmm. So, Seth, what? Let's rewind a few years. You're mm-hmm. certainly a very accomplished writer and film critic. What got you into this field? Has it always been a passion? Were you writing with crayons when you're 2 years old or something?
I've always loved reading. I've always been writing from a very young age.
Yes.
My mother very much encouraged an interest in reading and writing when I was little. Back in, I think, even late primary school, I would review films I saw just in my own time as a hobby.
Yes.
In early university, I moved on to YouTube. So I reviewed films on YouTube for quite a long time. And actually, I interviewed the then chair of the Australian Film Critics Association for a university assignment, and asked him, would my YouTube film reviews qualify me to join the AFCA?
Right.
He said they definitely would. And so I became a member of the Australian Film Critics Association.
Wow. Fantastic, Seth. That's great. I must say I've not had anything to do with the AFCA. They're a national body. They meet. They have a conference every now and again or something like that.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. But closer to home, you are a regular writer in the local paper. You do mm-hmm. film reviews. You've put together best and worst lists of films, haven't you?
Yes, and I'm currently working on this year's best and worst lists.
Ah, when would we expect to see those, Seth?
The worst list, because it's usually better to lead with, like, sort of lead negative and finish with the positive.
Yes.
The worst list usually runs in the second to last issue of each year. And the best list in the last issue.
Gotcha.
So I'm not exactly sure, but I think that should be around I think maybe like December 10 and December 17, something
okay.
like that.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. That's not so far away now, Seth. Yeah. Hey, look, we should, just for listeners who don't know all about the Yarra Rangers Film Society, perhaps just a quick overview of what the society is on about and how can people connect with the Yarra Rangers Film Society. We've had a former president, Keith Wade, on the program a couple of years back, talking about the Mini Film Festival, and of course a shout out to your president, Vivian Bond. But just tell us what the Yarra Rangers Film Society actually does, Seth, in normal times, shall we say.
Yes. The Film Society screens 11 films throughout the year, from February to December, not counting our special events like the Healesville Mini Film Festival, usually in March,
yes,
and the Warburton Film Festival in June. We have each month we have a screening at Warburton, at the upper Yarra Arts Centre. That's on the second Tuesday of each month.
Yeah,
and we have our Healesville screening on the third Tuesday of each month.
Terrific.
And it's a great gathering of like-minded film fans. We get to watch a lot of diverse movies from all over the world. We also have the Starbucks system afterward, so our members can rate the films.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then occasionally you have... certainly with the Mini Film Festival, you have mm-hmm. post-film sort of conversations and sometimes meet with reviewers and that as well, don't you?
Yeah,
fantastic. But let's fast forward to 2020, Seth, because obviously we haven't been able to go to cinemas. We haven't been able to have these film nights. So what have you been doing, you know, the last few months?
Do you mean personally or?
No, I mean in terms of the Film Society, how have you been managing during the COVID times, Seth?
Well, we've been working hard to keep our members as up to date and informed as we can.
Yes.
We're working very hard to maximize value for our members, like so that, of course, nobody is out of pocket if they've paid for memberships this year. I'm not really at liberty right now to divulge the full details of what we're planning.
Sure.
But I can assure you that, as I said, nobody who has anybody who's paid for a membership this year, they will get their money's worth next year.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I think my membership might be overdue as well, Seth. I'm embarrassed to say, but we're certainly going to sign up again because it's wonderful value. It's a not-for-profit organization. It's community-led, and it's a wonderful way of networking with other, mingling and networking and shooting the breeze with people who are interested in films and movies. If you want to know more about the Yarra Rangers Film Society, you can go to their website, which is www.yarrarangersfilmsociety.com.au. And you also put out a monthly newsletter, Seth, which is always full of goodies and film reviews in itself.
Yes, indeed. I really enjoy working on those. And I actually have quite a few film reviews planned for this month's issue.
Terrific. We'll take a break and have one of your songs you've selected, Seth, for this morning, which is Genesis, A Trick of the Tail. Is that a favourite of yours? Any particular reason for selecting that?
I love prog rock. For any of our listeners who don't know, like prog rock is a very narrative-driven, often fanciful rock genre that began in the early to mid-70s.
Wow, I did not know that, Seth. I've just learned something. Prog rock, there you go. For those of you who don't know what prog rock is, have a listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Bored of the life in the city of gold, he'd left it let nobody know. Gone were the towers he had known from a child, along with a dream of a life. He traveled the wide open road, the blinkered arcade, in search of another to share in his life. No. The creatures they pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of their prey, the beast that can talk more like a freak or publicity stunt. Imagination. city, bright and gold. Let me take you there, show you a living story. Let me show you others such as me. Why did I horns and his crazy description of home. After many days' journey, we came to a peak where the beast gazed abroad and cried out. We followed his gaze and we thought that maybe we saw a spire of gold. No trick of the eye, that's all. But the beast was gone and a voice was heard.
You're with Bruce Argyle. After 11 o'clock this morning, after the 11 o'clock news, Corazon will be interviewing Mandy Stewart, all the way from Oklahoma, USA. She's an artist and zine maker, together with Luke Sinclair from the Sticky Institute. And make sure you sign up for that fascinating show and listen to an Oklahoma accent if you haven't heard one before. That'll be fantastic. We've got our own Radiothon coming up from the 17th to the 30th of October. It's the one and only little fundraiser that Yarra Valley FM undertakes each year to keep us live and on air. And if you want more details about the Radiothon, just go onto our website, www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. We'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to the 17th of October. But we are looking for your support and have really valued the support of subscribers and listeners over the many years that we've been operating. Well done. We've got local government elections coming up. Don't forget about that. It's online by post and it's in about 3 weeks. So it is compulsory voting. So if you've forgotten about the local government elections, we're not going to be talking about them much on air, but just to let you know, they are certainly on in about 3 weeks, so don't miss out. Lots going on, but this morning, our very special guest here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is Seth Hines. Seth, if you missed the introduction, is a writer, he's a film reviewer, film critic, he's a committee member of the Yarra Rangers Film Society, and Seth, you're just a really interesting person, and I reckon you just about know every film that's ever been. Would that be right?
I wouldn't go that far, but I've got a pretty wide knowledge, I think.
You certainly have, and let's start with your review on Screen Scene in the paper this week. Mm-hmm. And it's just entitled Screen Scene with Seth. If you haven't got the local paper, it's there. And Seth, it's a review of Enola, E-N-O-L-A, Enola Holmes, who happens to be the younger sister of Sherlock Holmes. Wow, we don't want to give the story away because it's on Netflix, but give us a quick intro for people who might be interested in having a look at it, Seth.
Sure. Well, the film, as you said, follows Sherlock Holmes's younger sister, She is raised to be, well, she is raised as a brilliant and very capable young woman by her mother, but lives a somewhat, you know, sheltered life in their mansion. And when her mother goes missing, she embarks into, well, the quote-unquote real world to find her. In the process, uncovers a disturbing conspiracy.
Ah. Sounds Sherlock Holmes-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, you've got, as every good Sherlock Holmes film should have, you've got Brother Mycroft there in the picture as well. That's played by Sam Claflin, I think, or Claflin, mm-hmm. is it?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Seth, do you think I would like the film? Is it good?
Very much so. I thought the plot was plot and pacing were very fast and engaging. The plot has some great foreshadowing in that it plants subtle details that pay off in really satisfying ways later on. It's good that you brought up Mycroft. The film has great tension on multiple levels.
Sure.
Enola herself steadily uncovers this conspiracy. But she is also at odds with her society in that, you know, her independent spirit does clash with the people around her and the gender role they assign to her. I also thought it was great how there is one villain who is basically a sort of murderous thug who pursues the heroes. But
we've got to have at least one of those, don't we, Seth?
Yeah. But for the most part, there are several figures in the film who you would call antagonists in that they do stand in opposition to Enola and her friends. But they aren't, they are morally nuanced. You know, they, as I say in my review, they aren't motivated by cruelty. They're motivated more by preserving the status quo or upholding their reputation. Mm. Like, they're not actively cruel toward their adversaries.
You mentioned in your review, Seth, say here that Enola has beautiful cinematography and immense period atmosphere. Where is it filmed? Where is it set, actually, Seth?
Well, it's set in Victorian England. I'm not exactly sure where it was shot.
Somewhere over there.
I'd imagine so. Although, actually, it's possible it may not be, as apparently most regions in England or London don't have a Victorian look anymore or Victorian vibe anymore. As I understand, Roman Polanski's Oliver Twist was actually filmed in Prague because this region in Prague actually looks more like Victorian London than London does anymore.
Wow. You conclude your review by saying Enola Holmes is a tense, well-written and very fun historical thriller with a fantastic lead performance from Millie Brown and is available for streaming on Netflix. So on your ranking, Seth, is it a 4.5 or is it a 5?
I don't really do star rating. Well, the mail, unfortunately, doesn't have room for star rating.
Sure.
But I would say I would probably give it a 4 out of 5.
The only
element that bumps it down a little is the fact that, as I say in my review, the disappearance of Enola's mother, it does set the plot in motion and does still serve as a very strong motivation for Enola, but it does kind of fade into the background. It doesn't really have much of a tangible connection to the conspiracy plot involving House of Lords. You know, that's really engaging and has very immediate stakes.
Wow.
Whereas Enola's mother is kind of a background element.
I reckon you've whet the appetite of many of our listeners this morning to want to see Enola Holmes, and it is available on Netflix, and I'm sure it'll be out in the cinemas soon. We're going to go to Seth's next song selection, which is Asia, Heat of the Moment. Is that a favourite of yours as well, Seth?
I have recently gotten into Asia. As I said earlier, I love prog rock. Asia is perhaps a bit more, I don't want to say mainstream, but a bit more sort of conventional rock oriented. They're still a really cool, vibrant rock band.
Okay, have a listen, listeners. Here we go. And that was Asia, Heat of the Moment. In Seth's words, that's a prog rock, which I've just learned stands for progressive rock. There, I'm learning some things, Seth. Thank you. Our very special guest representing the Yarra Rangers Film Society is Seth Hines. He is a film reviewer, a film critic, a writer. We must talk about your book before the end of the program too, Seth. But before we do that, Let's go to COVID-19. I know listeners are over, totally, including myself, we're totally over it. But let's just talk about the film genre and how has COVID-19 impacted, do you think, on film and cinema, movies? Seth, what has been, in your observation, the impact of all of that?
Well, I know that across the world, film production.
I think we've lost you there, Seth.
Oh, no, there we go.
We've got you. Sorry.
Well, I know that across the world, film productions have necessarily stalled. One kind of tragically stalled in that Matt Reeves's The Batman actually stalled production only 3 days after it resumed.
Wow.
Because the star, Robert Pattinson, tested positive for coronavirus. So there is that surreal detail of Batman caught coronavirus.
Yes. Doesn't sound right, does it? Seth?
But one thing I've noticed about, like one positive side effect I've noticed amid the lockdown, despite the stalling of productions and the necessary closing of cinemas, is what I like to think of as the mainstream elevation of the B-movie. Like, I don't mean B-movie in a pejorative sense. Like, B-movies are usually sort of low to medium budget genre movies. So, like, science fiction movies, fantasy, action.
Okay.
Those used to be sort of, you know, direct-to-video affair, and that does kind of have a bit of a stigma to it, although it really shouldn't. But these days, of course, genre movies or B-movies tend to be released on Netflix and
yes,
other streaming services. And now that, you know, for the most part, a lot of people are still, you know, cooped indoors,
yes,
and cinemas are closed, these B-movies, like The Old Guard, Blood Vessel.
They're really making inroads, Seth, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're getting way more attention than usual. And I think that's a good thing. Like, you know, I have a lot of respect for, I love action thrillers. I love science fiction. I have a lot of respect for genre movies, which, you know, take a strange setting or context and or concept and just do that one thing or like commit to that action scene really well.
That's terrific, Seth, because often, sadly, you know, the very big-name movies, the big-name films, the headline movies, if you like, get all the attention. And as you say, the B-movies totally miss out, don't they?
Yeah. And I also noticed this year that there's been a strange abundance in... Well, it sounds weird to say there's been a strange abundance of superhero movies as... You know, since, I believe, 2009, we've had, just looking at Marvel movies, we've had a Marvel movie every year since, I think, 2009, except for 2020, of course.
Yes.
But we've actually had a lot of sort of smaller scale but very engaging superhero character dramas this year. So films like Project Power, Freaks, You're One of Us, which is actually in my top 10 of the year.
Okay.
It's a really poignant, nuanced German superhero drama.
I reckon I could be cheeky, Seth, and say that, you know, with Superman, and we've mentioned Batman already, I'm guessing with COVID-19, it won't be long and we'll have Contagion Man or something like that come along. I'm being cheeky, of course, but... I'm sure we haven't seen any movies yet specifically related to COVID, have we, Seth, or have I missed them already?
I think there have been a couple, actually.
Okay.
I think that I believe it was Steven Soderbergh who directed, I think he directed a film, a short film starring his wife, made entirely under lockdown. So that's a, you know, critically acclaimed director making the best out of his situation, like to make a movie.
Hey, Seth, I don't know about you, but given the number of months that we've been in lockdown in Victoria off and on, it may be that people like our listeners won't actually want to watch movies about it afterwards, if you know what I mean. we might be over it. Yes. Hey, look, we've got another song that you've selected. We've got Peter Gabriel, Big Time. Just tell us a little bit about Big Time.
Well, I've loved Peter Gabriel ever since I saw the music video to Sledgehammer on an old VHS. Big Time, though, is my favorite Peter Gabriel song because it has a great, again, like narrative focus. Okay. It follows a man rising up in the world whose ego really gets too big.
Right.
So it's got a great sense of person, a very engaging sense of personality to it. And incidentally, Peter Gabriel was the original vocalist of Genesis, which was one of the bands we played earlier.
There you go. I'm learning a lot from you, Seth. Let's take it away with Big Time.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, so much larger than life.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And if you're a community group looking at raising funds, don't forget we had the amazing Jeanette, Jensen and Tina on our program about a month ago, and they are looking for community groups who want to raise money and looking at different ways of doing it by linking with local businesses. So go on to the Fundrise website to have a look at that. For the Healesville Environmental Watch AGM, that's coming up on the 10th of November, and just go to the Huey website if you want the details about that. A big shout out to the amazing Yarra Rangers Film Society Committee, led by President Vivian Bond. You do an amazing job, all of you, in bringing films to us right here in the Valley in Warburton and at Memo Hall in Healesville every month of the year. Well, 11 months out of 12 in the year. And the Yarra Rangers Film Society that I have been involved with is an amazing not-for-profit organization. You can become a member for a very modest fee, and all the membership information is available on www.yarrarangersfilmsociety.com.au. So go on there and have a look and make some plans to see some great films. Seth Hines has been our special guest this morning. He's a member of the committee. And Seth, why would people join the Yarra Rangers Film Society? What are the real benefits of becoming a member?
Well, you can join a vast community of film fans. You can see a wide variety of a diverse variety of films from all over the world, like classic and new. You can discuss these films and meet new people afterward. And you can also, toward the end of each year, you can vote and help decide on the program. So you can have a very tangible say on what we play each year.
Which sounds fantastic. And without even leaving your own community, to be able to go and see these films, which in many cases, Seth, are not showing anywhere else at all. I'm looking at the clock here. Wow, our time has just flown, Seth. I've learned about prog rock. I've learned about films. Thank you so much for being our very special guest on air this morning. Really have valued it,
welcome.
Seth.
Thank you for having me.
It's fantastic. And I've already said to you off air that we'll have you back before the mini film festival, which will be hopefully, all things being equal, will be showing early next year, we hope. Thanks for being our special guest. Thanks, listeners, for being a part of the program this morning.